have chosen unity over division and positive change rather than needless separation. Today is a momentous result for Scotland and also for the United Kingdom as a whole. By confirming our place within the Union, we have reaffirmed all that we have in common and the bonds that tie us together. Let them never be broken. But as we celebrate, let us also listen. More than 85% of the Scottish population has voted. People who were disengaged from politics have turned out in large numbers. And while they have voted for the Constitution, that was not the only or perhaps the major issue that drove them to the polls. Every political party must now listen to their cry for change, which could be echoed in every part of our United Kingdom, but had the opportunity to express itself first in Scotland. To those who have supported us and all that great team of volunteers, that's you. All of you, all the political parties who've worked for this outcome, I want to say thanks from the bottom of my heart. Thank you very much. You represent the majority of opinion and your voices have been heard. We've taken on the argument and we've won. The silent have spoken. Of course, I understand that amongst those who supported Yes, there will be disappointment or even grief. Defeat is painful, and I can tell you that from my own personal experience. I know there are many people with deep and genuine commitments to Scotland on the Yes side. They will and must continue to make their contribution to the political debate in our country. But that debate... But that debate must move on from the Constitution to the day and daily issues that affect their lives and prospects. And the Scottish Parliament must use both the powers that it holds now and those which are coming to it to address these concerns. When the Scottish Parliament was born, delivered by Donald Dewar and the government of which I was a member, we talked about devolution being a journey. He would have been proud that the Scottish democracy is so vibrant, so alive, and so determined to take the next step down the road that we began. So I'm clear that all of the parties who've made shared commitments to change must now start to translate those commitments into action, and I give you my commitment to support that process. We will work with all of the people of Scotland in advancing these commitments. And we must also recognise that the debate has created some fairly deep divisions in our country. And this has been a campaign that has both energised but at times divided. And some people have felt unable to speak except through the ballot box. Those divisions now need to be addressed. And that requires leadership. And my colleagues and I will play our part and bringing our country together to demonstrate that after this vote, we can remain united. This has not been an easy campaign. Campaigning against Yes for Change is sometimes difficult than to argue for No. We were obliged to point out that some of the arguments for separation were going to cause damage to our country, but we had to do that because those risks were real, and it's my view it contributes to a good sense of the Scottish people that they decided that these risks were too great to take. But the vote is over and the Scottish people have now given their verdict. We have made a decision for progress and change for Scotland and within the United Kingdom. Come on, Scotland. Let's get on with it together.